We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are beginning in the middle of a line, six lines from the top, Umi Isle L'Rava. We just finished learning about Rava and Abaya. They were discussing a case where someone cut wheat and ground wheat, grinded wheat, which is Katzar V'Tachan, two of the obvious malachas, Katzar V'Tachan. The first time he did it on the Shabbos, he forgot it was Shabbos. He knew about the malacha, he forgot it was Shabbos. Therefore, there's one chiyuv chatos for both the ktsira and the tchina. Then, again, on the same Shabbos, before he realized it, he remembered it was Shabbos, but he forgot about the isser of ktsira and tchina, and he did ktsira and tchina again. So it comes out, for that, the second averus he did, he's chayav two chatos, because he remembered about Shabbos, he forgot about the malachas, it's ktsira and tchina. So we have here a case where the first averus he did is chayav one chatos, for both ktsira and tchina. The second time is chayav two chatos, for Katsira and Trina. And the Gemara says that if he brings a carbon, he's mafresh a carbon for the first set of Averis, which only needs one carbon, and then he finds out about the other ones, and then he brings this carbon will cover both the first set and the second set. Why? Because the first carbon covers Katsira and Trina, so normally it covers all the Katsira and Trina. Shaila is in a different case, where the case was, he only realized about the second Katsira. So he brought a carbon for the katsira. So obviously that katsira is mechuper. And then he was mafresh for that, and then he found out about the other one. So when he brings the carbon for katsira, and he remembered about the first two. So that covers the first two, or not. So it says it covers the first two. Why? Because since the katsira covers the first katsira, and the first katsira is geknipt and gebinden, it's tied to the tchina. So therefore, it schleps along the trina. The first ktsira and trina was one carbon for both. So once you say the second carbon that I brought, I bring a carbon for that ktsira, that will cover the first two. The question was, the trina that was on the second time, that was supposed to be a separate chatos, will the chatos and the ktsira cover that? Now what's the tzara to cover that? To bring a chatos for a ktsira, what should the tzara to cover the trina? Because since this chatos and this ktsira covers the first one, which is ktsira and trina, so maybe that trina will schlep along this trina, because if you bring a carbon on trina, it covers this trina. This carbon comes out, it's on the trina. Automatically lands up being on that trina, because it's on the ktsira, which is tied to the trina. So it's on the trina. So that, Rava said, you can't do. It doesn't cover the trina. Abaye says it does cover the trina. But it's mevuyer that Rava Kapanim holds that for sure the first trina gets covered. So, Freitag Marakasha, Mias of the Rava Greira. Does Rava hold a Greira at all? Daily needs one Greira. You need a Greira for the Ktsira to the Trina. Does Rava hold a Greira at all? By Itmar, we learned, Ochal, Shneze, Sechelev, Helmechot. Someone who ate two Kazaisim of Chelev, which is each one's Chayav Achatos, but it was one forgetting. And he found out about one of them. And he's Mafresh of Carbon. Then he ate another Kazais. A third kazayis, without realizing that he ate the second one. So he has the first two by one halama. He remembers about the first one that he realized he ate a chalev. Now he forgot again and he ate a third piece of chalev. So Amar Rava, it depends what you bring a carbon for. Heavy carbon al rishon. If he brings a carbon for the first one, rishon and sheni mischaper. Both rishon and sheni get a kapara. Why? Because they're in the same halama. They're in the same group. Gimel ain't a mischapa, but the third one, which is not attached to the first zayis, because it wasn't the same halama as the first zayis, wasn't the same forgetting of the first zayis, ain't a mischapa. Heavy carbon al stishi, you bring a carbon on the third one, it means you realize on the third one you bring a carbon, now you realize on the third one you bring a carbon. Shlishi v'sheni mischaprim, shlishi and sheni both get a kapara, but rishon ain't a mischaper. The first one doesn't get a kapara, because the first one was not tied to the third one, it was different ideas, it was different halamas. Hey, you bring a carbon for the middle one, it's chaper kulam. They're all in the schaper. Means number one, number three is in schaper. Abaya says, no, even more. I feel a heavy carbon al echavim. Anyone is schaper kulam. They're all in the schaper. Why? Because it's greira. Let's say you bring carbon number one. So number one automatically includes number two, because it's the same halama. And two is the same halama as three, so it's greira. It's greira. It schleps it along. So Abaya says there's greira. But Rava holds no greira. You only got to bring a carbon on something that was the same halama. There is no greira. So how can we say Rava at least agrees that when you bring a carbon for the second katsira, it covers the first katsira and trina? Rava doesn't hold of greiros, it has a schlep along the first trina. And because here Rava doesn't hold of gray at all. He also only goes what's in the same halama. It's only a kapara of what's in the same halama. And for the Gemara, Basav Hashem and Abaya Savra. After Rava heard this from Abaya, he was moida to Abaya, and he holds, you're right, that when you bring a carbon on any of these zesim, it covers all of them because of greira. Break the Gemara Kasha, the Gemara just now is going to explain what we spoke out already. Ihachi, if this was then called greira, tchina nami tegara l'tchina, so then, tchina number one, which is getting a kapara from the chatas brought on the second ktsira, which covers the first ksira, which slaps along the tchina. So that is the first tchina that was together with the ksira, she slept along the second tchina. Yoche tchina nami tegara l'tchina. Zok the Gemara, greira isle, greira de greira lese. He holds of greira, but not greira de greira. That means, when in the case of the ksira and tchina, you bring a carbon for the specific ksira, second ksira, you bring in a carbon for. The first, the katsira you did second, and you bring a carbon specifically that katsira, that will cover the first katsira. And in effect, it'll cover the first katsira and tchina, since the first katsira and tchina are included in one chatas, because that was a zodin, malachas and shiga shabbos. And so that's for sure includes a tchina, that goes with greira. But that tchina now, that's getting mechuppah from the first group, is a greira digadin, because it gets schlepped along with the katsira. Now the question is, that's greira. Now, does that tchina schlep along another thing that's greira de greira? The whole tchina is only getting kapara because of greira. Could that schlep along the other tchina? That's very greira de greira, and that's very machlekes abaya of a rava. That a rava hold. You don't say greira de greira. You only say one greira, not greira de greira. A kapara. That's what comes down from our Gemara. So Mar says milsa the pshita le abaya of a rava and boyle arab zera. This thing that's pashut abaya of a rava didn't have a shafik. That's really a suffix to Rab Zera. What was the Milsa Pshita? The Milsa Pshita was that Zodin Shabbos, Veshigas Melachos, and Zodin Melachos, Shigas Shabbos, are not Chalukin L'chatoyos. We said for sure that if you bring a carbon on the first set, you bring a carbon on that, it for sure covers everything. If sure covers, you bring the carbon on the first set, which is on Ksira Tchina, with one carbon will work with Ksira Tchina, because it was a case of Shigas Shabbos. So that's for sure, the Gemara says before, Kuliyama will cover both the second ksira and tchina, even though it's supposed to be separate chatois. Even though there were different type of mistakes, the first mistake was a shiga shabbos, and the second mistake was a shiga smalachis, still it covers each other. That's what both Abaye and Rava hold. And the Mara says it's really a shayla. It's really a shayla if that they cover each other. It's really a shayla. It's not so pashut. Let's read inside again. Milsa the pshita lula baiva rava ma bayi leil rab zera. The bayi rab zera rav asi. V'amri lo bayim ne rav yirmi rab zera. So whoever had the shayla was masupik. The shayla was like this. Kotzar v'tochan chatzi grey grays b'shabbos. Shigas Shabbos. Zodim v'lochas. He first did a ktsira and a tchina to a surim, but both of them weren't a shir. They only half a gregris. And the first case was a shiga Shabbos. He forgot about Shabbos. V'zodim v'lochas. Then he forgot again, but this time he knew about Shabbos, he forgot about the Malachas, and he also only did a half. So here, you didn't do a full share of Ktsira either the first time or the second time, you didn't do a full share of Tchina the first time or the second time. And the question is, we want to make a Ktsira, we want to combine them to make them into one Issa Malacha. That's what we want to do. Ma'u Shiat Starfu. Is the halacha, could you mitzara for two things or not? Could you mitzara for two things or not? So that's pashut. If there would be one chatos, could be worked for both. So it's called one halama, one mistake. So then it's pashut to have a tziruf. So here, the Gemara Shaila really is it one halama or two halamas? So that was a Shaila. So he wasn't sure if it's a chilek chatos or not. You see, he has mesupik. And the Gemara even answered, ma'ajistarfo, amalei chalukim lechatos veloim etstarfim. He answered him with a vadoyis, and not like Abaye v'Rava, that the halacha is chalukim l'chatois. You can't use the same chatos for both of them. That means, on the first set, if you do a full shear, katzav talk on the first time, you bring one chatos, and then the second time, you bring two chatois, and you cannot combine them. You can't bring one chatos for both. Why? Because it's not called one halama, because it's a different type of mistakes. The first mistake is a shigas Shabbos mistake, and the second Shabbos mistake is a shigas malachas type of mistake. So he says, chalukim l'chatois v'loim etstarfim. So what's we're bringing out from here? That he holds, these man the Amram hold, that chalukim l'chatois and not like Abaye v'Rava. But agav that, the Gemara talks about stam, bechlal, that they were saying something that's chalukim l'chatois and not metstarfim, is that true? Break the Gemara, kasha, chalhecha de chalukim l'chatois, any time two maises or two debrataiyos that can't be mitzaref. But now, I'm actually a kasha of a Mishnah. We have to explain this Mishnah. Maybe this Mishnah is a kasha on this klal. Vatanan. We'll look at the Mishnah. Ochal chelev v'chelev v'helem echad. Someone ate k'zayit chelev and another k'zayit chelev with the same helem. He didn't realize he did a avera. Ein echayev alachas. That's very simple. Ein echayev one chatas. Ochal chelev v'dam v'noyus v'pig v'helem echad. All in one forgetting. Eat four different averas. Chayev kolachas v'achas. Chayev on each avera a different chatas. That's also pashut. But there's a difference in minim harbe and minim echad. What's the chaymer? Zu chaymer minim harbe min echad, v'zu chaymer min echad minim harbe. There is a chaymer of minim harbe, and it is a chaymer of min echad minim harbe. What's the example? Shem akal chatzi zayis v'chazar. So minim harbe the chaymer is if you do a bunch of averus a full shurim, but halam echad. So minim harbe chayev four, by chelav yom chayev one. That's zu chaymer minim harbe min echad. What's the example that there'll be a chumrah of min echad over a lot of different minim? What's the example? All by chelev and down these things. Shem ocha chati zayis v'chaz of ocha zayis min echad. If he ate half a zayis chelev and not a half a zayis chelev, chayev. In one halama you chayev. Mishnei minim. But in the same halama, you eat half a zayis chelev and half a zayis dam, you potter. So that's the chumrah, minim harbe. The chumrah minim harbe is the chayef unim chatayis. The kula is that when you do only half of each, it's not mitzdarf. And the gemara is a kash on this. Vavinim ba, min echad chayev, if you eat a half a zayis chelev, not a half a zayis chelev, we're talking about kadeh achilas pras. The same zman achila. It's called one achila. Vavinim ba, min echad chayev, tzrich lamem, you have to tell me it's chayev, of course it's a tzirif. You ate a whole now zayis of chelev. What's the chiddush? Vavamra shlokas, v'shum bar totni. Each half of Zayis Chayev were prepared differently. One was like fried and one was roasted. One was baked and one was roasted on a barbecue. They were made different ways. Two tamchuyim, two different type of dishes. One was cooked, one was sli, one was cooked, overcooked. There were different type of ways of cooking. And Rabbi Yeshua, the Amar Tamchuyim Mechalkim, Yeshua holds that if someone eats a Chazayas Chelev that's cooked and a Chazayas Chelev that's roasted, even in one halam, he brings two chatois. That's what Rabbi Yeshua holds. So maybe you would think here, if he eats a half a Zayas of cooked, half a Zayas of roasted together, same time, maybe you would think there, your potter also, because just like you bring two chatois, so the chaluk, so maybe it can't be mitzaref either. Maotema, Rav Yeshua, ben lekula, ben lechumra. Maybe Rav Yeshua said two tamchim mechalke, vesai lekula, which means in a case where two halves are not mitzaref, ben lechumra, that if you eat two full kazais, you have to bring two kabonis. Maybe both ways it goes. They always chaluk, kamash lo, no, the kuloi omar. He didn't say you could use it, that shouldn't be mitzaref, lechumra, kama. He only said as a chumra to bring two chatois. That can pshat in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah said that there's a chumrah of min echad that if you eat two halves, you chayiv. And the Gemara said, that's pashut. Of course, if you eat two halves of one min, you chayiv. So the Gemara said, the chiddush was, even though it's two tamchuyin, and according to Rabbi Yeshua holds, it brings two chatois, still, it will be mitzar. So what do you see? Vahacha the chalukim l'chatois, they're different chatois, become mitzarfi, they're mitzarfi. So the whole premise, the Gemara said before, that anything is called l'chatois is not mitzarif, and that's how We learn pshat on kotzav v'tochan chatzi goygris. We said that's not mitzaref because the chaluk and chatois. It's not true. Even chaluk and chatois can mitzaref. You see here this case. So the Gemara, no, you have wrong pshat in the Mishnah. Amalei Mara Reisha Maslo. You're learning this thing with Rabbi Shua on the Reisha. Makasha, have a kasha. Not a sefer Maslo. We learn on the sefer loy kasha lam. It's talking about Mishnei Minim Potter. It says that there's a mile of a woman over two min is that one min is chayiv and two minim is potter, two halves. So the Gemara has a kasha. You have to tell me that. I'm not going to say if I see love. Like kasha love. Shnei minim potter tzrich lemeima. Two minim you eat the half a zayis chelev, half a zayis dam. You ever tell me it's not mitzdarf? Of course not. Two separate surim. Vomer shlag v'shem bar totni. Loil menecha v'shem chelev. V'may karli shnei minim. Sh'ochlu v'shem tam chuyim. You had a two different type of dishes. One was roasted and one was cooked. Rav Yeshua hi. It's going according to Rav Yeshua. The omer tam chuyim mechalkim. It's going according to Rav Yeshua holds that the ways you prepare it are mechalikit. And it's not mitzdarf. Which means not the mitzaref, and sayla chumra that you'll bring two chatois when it's two separate gezeisim. Midasefa. So once you say that, so of course, chalukim lechatayis is taka, not matzarif. That's what we're saying. Rabbi Shua holds, shnei minim, it says not matzarif means two different types of dishes, since it has din tu chatayis, therefore, it has a din of, that won't be matzarif either. It actually stems with the klal. Zok to Gemara, kasha. Midasefa minecha of shnei tamchuyim. If the sefa, when it says two minim, what does it mean? It really means one min, both chaleh, but it's two ways of preparing it. Mechlal, dereisha, smash the ratio is min echad v'tam chuy echad. Smash the ratio is talking about a min echad, one min v'tam chuy echad, and it's one min and it's one type of dish. So min echad v'tam chuy echad. So what's the chiddush then? So it's back to square. What's the chiddush of the ratio that it's mitzarif? Of course, everything is perfect. What's the chiddush? It's both chaylev and they're both the same type. Of course, they're mitzarif. So tomorrow, who namakar eskino and hakam eskino shoyis leidir min tayim. In between the two half azesim chaylev, you remember that it was Aser. And the Chiddush is that even though you have a Diyah in between, it's still Matzar. Because going to Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel, he doma ain yadiyah lechatzishir. Going to Rabbi Gamliel holds that you find out about Avera in the middle of eating something, it's not a full shir, it's not called the Yadiyah. It's not choshev enough to be called the Yadiyah. Ain yadiyah lechatzishir. And that's the Chiddush. It comes out of the Maskana, min echad says Matzarif means, even though I found it in between, that's the Chiddush. The second case of Shnei Minim, is talking about it wasn't really two minim, it was really one min. It was really one min. Just it was two different tamchuyin, and then the halacha is that one min and two different tamchuyin will not be mitzarif. Why? Going with the Rishua holds it's chilik chatayis. And back, just to backtrack to recap the Gemara, it comes out that Abai and Rava both hold that the halacha is that it's you could bring one chatas for both. By Ksira and Trina, that was Veshiga Shabbos. Then you did Ksira and Trina, Veshiga Smalachos. You could still bring one Chatos for both, because they're called one Halama, even though they're two different type of Halamas. Mashenkin, this next man, the Amar, Rab Zeira, and Yirmiya, they will hold not like that, they hold Chalk Chatos. And since it's Chalk Chatos, they also hold the two half Zeis will not be Mitzarev, because the Chalk Chatos, they won't be Mitzarev.